James Madison, Multilanguage Sea Letter. Issued December 31, 1810. Ship, the Adolphus. Location of issue, New York. Bound for Bordeaux, France. Commanded by William Brevoort. Carrying capacity, 156 tons. Cargo, skins, ashes, cotton, and logwood. This sea letter was signed by President James Madison. Madison served two terms in office from March 4, 1809 until March 4, 1817. President Madison was a native Virginian. He graduated from the College of New Jersey, now Princeton, in 1771. During his distinguished career, he was a member of the Second Continental Congress and he sponsored the Bill of Rights while a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. He served as Secretary of State under President Jefferson. Early in his presidency, Madison responded to Britain's impressment of American seamen and the seizure of their cargoes by asking for and receiving from Congress a declaration of war in 1812. This document was also signed by Secretary of State Robert Smith, an admiralty lawyer in Baltimore. Because of his maritime law experience, President Jefferson appointed Smith as Secretary of the Navy in 1801. He held the position until he became Secretary of State under President Madison in 1809. Smith was not Madison's first choice for the position of Secretary of State. Smith's failed mission to Great Britain contributed to the outbreak of war in 1812. When Madison tried to have Smith removed by offering him the post of minister to Russia, Smith refused and tried to bring down Madison's administration by publishing an address critical of Madison. Smith's efforts failed, and he resigned on April 1, 1811. The document is also signed by Collector of Customs David Gelston, a distinguished merchant and politician. He was very active in New York politics during and after the Revolution, signing the Articles of Association in 1774. He worked closely with Aaron Burr and was a delegate to the last session of the Continental Congress. Gelston was appointed Collector of Customs for the Port of New York in 1801 and served for 21 years in this post. The document is also signed by Edward W. Late as notary public. In 1797, Late's father wrote to Alexander Hamilton in hopes that Hamilton could become a patron of the young Late who had graduated from the Columbia College and had studied law. Within a few months, Edward W. Late was an examiner in Chancery. Late also later became a notary. This document is printed on rag paper and bears the Great Seal of the United States on the center left. Passport and sea letter descriptions have been excerpted from Douglas L. Stein's American Maritime Documents, 1776 to 1860. Descriptions of each Mediterranean passport and sea letter provided by J. Revel Carr, former president and director, Mystic Seaport, the Museum of America and the Sea.